back. Got a lot of bumps and grinds in today's show, but hey, we're here, 1-800-313-9443. We're in the second hour, and I realize a lot of you, you know, just wake up for the first hour, or for the second hour. We were talking earlier about American Planning Association, corporate media, fake news, you know, the controllers of our reality. Well, they try to control our reality. Your brain actually controls your reality. You can call in 1-800-313-9443. Tell me how the human brain has a firewall, or maybe, well, maybe it doesn't. I'm not too sure. Let's go to Chris out of Vegas, because he's been like on the line for a long time, through at least the last four or five bumps. You there, Chris?
Morning, Doc. Absolutely, Steve.
Okay.
Good morning, Doc, Alan, Steve. You know, you're speaking about the American Planning Association. This insidious beast is about obliterating the lines between public and private and allowing the agencies of government to penetrate the veil of privacy, well noted in maxims of law as the man's home is his castle, where the castle doctrine derives from. This international property maintenance code seeks to obliterate under the pretext of public safety and protecting you from some hypothesized imaginary danger you might possibly suffer from some illusionary unlicensed contractor, or perhaps your own incompetence, which is not predicated upon any factual or evidence, but the mere fear, fantasy envisioned as reality, of some Don Quixote-like windmills that are blowing in the wind but have no substance to them because they're just imaginary.
Right.
And this is
And you know what, Chris? I totally get where you're coming from. You know, the International Property Maintenance Code is like anything else that's being shoved on these cities. And here's something I'm going to give you, Chris. Several weeks back, actually, it was about a couple months ago, our sheriff here in Gillespie County, he's going through a lawsuit because there was a call to a young woman here. Her name is Susan Danzler. They came to her house, you know, beat up her husband. You know, it was a anonymous call and all this other stuff. And the question is, well, why did he beat him up, and did they follow proper procedures, and what were the procedures that they followed? Well, Buddy Mills had to go through a testimony, Buddy Mills, Gillespie County Sheriff, and during that testimony, he made it quite clear that all the procedures that the, well, Gillespie County Sheriff Department follow come from the insurance company. What does that tell you, Chris?
Well, that tells you you've got foreign agents outside, probably Progressive, George Soros and Associates, MoveOn.org, SEIU, Occupy, the Tides Foundation, and other iterations. And this is important. I discovered a primer online on eminent domain that has an extensive amount of Supreme Court citations, which is explicitly delineate the protections that we the people enjoy from constitutionally invidious actions by governments, counties, agencies, central planners, the boards of commissioners, where they racketeer, extort, rob, rape, pillage, plunder under the pretext of public safety and protecting you from the illusion of something. Now, it's important to cognize, and all you got to do is search out that term, primer on eminent domain, but you must cognize that these terms, danger and public safety, are broad, vague, ambiguous. They are not defined. They are predatory and avaricious, and they're able to be twisted into anything. So if they don't define what the danger or the safety issue with specificity, with articulating it clearly, then it is nebulous. And it can
now,
be twisted into anything that self-serves their own interest.
Here's the problem that I see with that. Eminent domain is so passe, Chris, for these groups. They just take right? They have rules and they take, and they don't follow the rules. You know, have you read the document from the American Planning Association called Takings? Have you read that one yet?
I have not seen that one, but it goes back to an ancient Talmudic practice called Korban. Take it because you can. Kick their butt and take their stuff. This is exactly what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah, and here's the thing. In that document, planning.org, look for a document called Takings. They say, eminent domain, it's too troublesome. We need to take it, right? Just take it. You know, it's a lot easier to take it than it is to fight the battle, and you got to sit there and do lawyers, and it costs too much money, it takes too much time. And they outline paths that planners can use to take people's land, and they want to do that. We're seeing with that with the pipeline that's going through all the Indian reservations right now. They have no eminent domain. They have no plan. They don't even have permits a lot of the time. And now they're 90% done or something like that. And we might as well take it because we've already almost finished it, right? That's what they're telling us.
But it's for the public good. It's for the public good, Steve.
Is it for the public good, Chris?
That's what they claim, but their pretensions, claims are based upon nothing but their own self-serving legal theories. This goes back to President Wilson, his Colonel Edwin Mondale Hauser, and his Philip Drew administrator, or his mini-traitor, more likely, whereby they try to use these agencies outside the scope and sphere of government and the protections of the Constitution because they're autonomous government agents under no control, little tyrocracies. And this
right.
is exactly what those
eminent
domain
Supreme
Court decisions say, that they are robbing, raping, RICO tort enterprises under the scope and sphere of so-called public safety, and they have no reliance. And this is where the rubber meets the road. You always indict the commissioners and their sub-agency managers, central planners, the zoning supervisors and their agents they hired to do this, any police involved, the sheriff, the district attorneys. You've got to indict all these people criminally. I just sent off a letter day before yesterday to the towing company, which was supposed to be Quality Towing, which had a very spurious past, which is now United Towing Company out of Mokena, Illinois. I think it's a subset of Chicago, Illinois, where the American Bar Association and the Chicago mob operate out of. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing under these planning. They're using the scope and sphere of abatement to operate extortion and auto grand theft, auto theft racket, and using the police powers to do it.
I wouldn't argue that. You know, I wouldn't argue that a lot.
I've seen it.
The police force is a private mercenary army. The police force is a private mercenary army of the city administration.
Hear, hear.
Hey, Dave, I hear you're back on the line. Lots of troubles today, huh, buddy?
I'm here. Even on mute, I was having static. That's really...
They don't like you. You know, maybe their equipment needs an upgrade. They should check the firmware on the, you know, SpyoVision they're using down there in Houston. So if you're listening down in Houston from the, you know, whatever, I don't know. Maybe we're important. Maybe we're not. But the American Planning Association, I guess, is the key today because they're the ones coming out. They're one of the ones that have identified us as a source of trouble. Man, I don't know. What else you got for us, Chris? Anything? We're going to go for some other callers or just go off on a tear.
No. I think what you're seeing is cyber harassment or cyber terrorism by the left wing. And you guys are right on Paul this morning. I really appreciate Doc having me on his show the other day on the American Voice Network. And
I heard that.
Hopefully we lit him up. I've been putting all the sunshine on the airways I can as a... due diligent investigative journalist, reporter, and that's freedom of speech protected activity. And I am an activist, Ezekiel 33, blowing the shofar as loud as I can to warn the people that the terrorists are coming. Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, Chris, in times of tyranny, the truth is a crime.
Yes. Orwell, 1984.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Hey, thanks for the call, Chris. Hey, you want to weigh in here at all, Doc, or should we move on?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, they've made the term activist into being something bad, but it used to mean that you were just active in your community and that you cared and all the neighbors pitched in. And now today we've got these planning communities and these zoning commissions and these homeowners, and they've gone crazy. They gave people a little bit of power, and they've abused it beyond belief, and they don't even see it. They just think they're doing their job.
Right, and the system looks up on people that will backstab and brown nose and rat bastard. Yes, they do. they make them feel special. They bring them in, like I said, they Delphi them basically the whole time. They make you feel specialer than anyone else around. Even if you do things that you know are wrong, you get praised for it.
I heard a neat story, Alan, last week. I guess it really wasn't neat. It was about Joseph Stalin, and he dragged a kid up on stage and said, look, this kid stood up against his father and turned in his father for being against the communist system. This kid is a great, wonderful boy. We should all be like this wonderful boy. And everybody clapped, and they brought the kid off stage, and Stalin said, hey, that kid turned in his father. What kind of person is that turns in their father? Shoot him. Huh. Okay. Well, maybe you aren't loved once you do these kind of things, Alan.
Yeah, see, that brings up things of East Germany and the Stasi, and you know, people couldn't talk to their kids. Kids couldn't talk to their parents because you never knew who was going to turn you in. As I recall, I believe one of our heads of the Department of Homeland Security, Mr. Chertoff, hired a couple of guys. One of them's name was Marcus Wolf, who is dead now, I believe. He was the former head of the East German Stasi, and another guy named Yevgeny Primakov, who was the head of the KGB at one point in time. He hired them as consultants and, I guess, training agents for our Department of Homeland Security. Now, what in the hell do you think that they could have been training them in? How scary it is, people.
German clog dancing, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We'll keep it on the light side. Yeah, clog dancing, that's what it was, okay.
Clog dancing, that's it, exactly. You can probably do clog dancing here in Fredericksburg. We do talk a lot about our local stuff. And kind of one of the reasons I wanted to bring up the American Planning Association, and I know we come on and talk about Fredericksburg a lot. Little teeny tiny town, 10,000 people live in the corporate bounds. But this is happening everywhere, folks. We've just gotten loud enough to reach out and tell you about us a little bit, tell you that there are a few of us out here that care. But I also want to tell you there's a lot of people in Texas that care, and it's just not us in Fredericksburg or Doc and his friends down in Houston. Sam, let's go ahead and I'm 1-800-313-9443 if you want to weigh in. But I want to play that clip if you're ready for me. Why don't you play that Russia Today clip for me?
It's not the first time we've heard this story, but there is a new push by some Texas residents for the state of Texas to secede from the union. It's less to do with the presidential election results. It is actually inspired by the Brexit vote in the UK. RT's Trinity Chavez has more on what folks are now calling the Texit attempt.
Britain's Brexit referendum has inspired some Texans to call for an exit of their own. They want a Texit. Although Donald Trump has been elected president of the United States, and Texas is considered to be one of the strongest Republican states in the nation, a group of Texans still want the state to leave the country. Despite other states like California, they're not protesting the outcome of this election, but are simply fed up with federal control and are looking for another option. Daniel Miller, the president of the Texas National Movement, said that nothing has changed for him or his supporters since the election. He said there's a sentiment that pushed Trump to win. A lot of that sentiment is what pushed Bernie Sanders' campaign. That's the same message that we've carried to the people since the establishment of TNM. And this isn't the first time the organization has called for a vote on Texas secession. Earlier this year, the group was unable to gain enough support to put a secession vote on the November ballot, even though the group claims to have more than 330,000 supporters. However, when you compare that number to the almost 27 million who live in Texas, That only amounts to less than 1% of the state. The group, however, does plan to push for another secession vote on the 2018 ballot. Reporting in New York, Trinity Chavez, RT.
To talk more about this and why Texans want to secede from the Union, I'm joined tonight by Daniel Miller, who is the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Mr. Miller, appreciate your time tonight. What is the impetus behind all of this? Why do some residents of Texas want to leave the United States?
Well, it's not just, first and foremost, it's not just some residents. It's a substantial number of Texas voters want this. Even by recent polling, we show that over 54% of Texas Republicans, about half of independents, and over a third of Democrats say that they want Texas to be out of the Union. So we have to get that out of the way first, but you have to understand that Texans, by and large, are sick and tired of being governed by 180,000 pages of federal laws, rules, and regulations administered by 440 separate agencies and 2.5 million unelected bureaucrats. At the end of the day, we feel, just like the vast majority of Texas voters, that the best people to govern Texas are Texans.
Okay, so it's just too much government, people fed up with it. That's the upside. What would be the downside of not being in the Union anymore? I'm sure you've given that some thought.
Right. Well, you know, here's how we couch it to people all the time as we crisscross Texas and engage with Texas voters. This is how we put it. We say, look, we're ready to go to a vote on this issue because we believe that we can make the case for Texas independence. And you only have to do it by asking this question. If Texas were an independent nation right now, what would the case be for us to join the Union? Would it be the $20 trillion of debt or the $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities? You know, would it be the fact that we're going to continue to spend and mortgage our children's future? Is it going to be the problems with the border and an apoplectic immigration policy? The fact of the matter is that we can make the case as to how Texas will be much better off outside the Union, and the opposition can't make the case as to why we should stay.
And Mr. Miller, how much did the Brexit vote motivate folks in Texas to think more about this?
Well, look, this is something that for 12 years we told people was on the horizon. You know, we predicted the outcome of the Euroskeptic movements. We knew that the UK at some point would have a referendum on this issue. And, you know, this is just, it really points to what we have seen as a global trend. You know, at the end of World War II, there were 54 recognized countries around the world. And at the end of the 20th century, there were 192. So what we have been met with is this disbelief that it can happen here in the United States. And I believe that the Brexit vote showed people that, yes, it was possible to have an adult conversation and a vote on the issues of governance.
Interesting story. Daniel Miller, we'll follow it. You are the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. We'll follow the story. Appreciate your time tonight. Thanks.
And what did we get out of that clip? You know, Russia Today, Q to New York, where some chick tells us that, well, you know, Brexit is stirring Texas people to want independence. Then they try to get a little sideways on Daniel Miller. And they still don't address the issue that Texas independence has been gaining steam for over 20 years. There's more than just the Texas Nationals out there. You can find more on Texas Independence and Texas Nationals over at their website, the TNM, the Texas National Movement.org, or I go to TexNat.org. Yeah, you can find them all over the place, and we haven't heard the end of them. And we're going to be having Daniel Miller on, you know, in several weeks, and we could talk to him a little bit more about, well, how everybody's treating everything with all these countries, well, all these nations wanting to be free again. It's kind of a little bit fascinating to me. What did you think, Doc? Anything? You still on mute?
I'm here. I think Texas is running behind because those European countries tried that Euro thing and it didn't work, and they're already bailing, and Texas has tried to hang in there with the United States for a long time. And as Daniel Miller said, many people are just fed up with the out of control governing. It started out as a great idea, and it's like homeowners association on steroids now. just went crazy, and people believed that at their local community and in Texas's case, a nation, that they could handle things better and not have so many regulations and crazy out of control government.
Hey, Alan, did you hear that question that the Russia Today guy asked Daniel Miller? It was, tell me a reason why Texas wouldn't want to join the United States or something like that. Did you hear that sidestep that Daniel did?
Yeah, a little bit. And that was, by the way, that commentator, that was Ed Schultz, and he's about as left as you can get. So they do give you some fair information. Once again, you know, you'll hear stuff you'll never hear anywhere else. But once again, take it and really listen to what's going on, because they will clip and cut and edit a situation to make it sound how they want it to sound also. But glean your information where you can.
Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. We'll take in your calls until the end of the show. Be right back.
Like you said, it's in my head. I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, we're back. And I just popped over to the chat room and see what's going on during the break. You can join us here or in the chat room over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And they're kind of talking a little bit about takings. So I'll go ahead and feed a link to takings as per, you know, the American Planning Association. And then we'll move on, because it's kind of important, and I haven't had a chance to read this for several years, but it's a hell of a read, and I don't know if they've edited it. So, well, have a look, and we'll move on. So everybody was looking for independence, and we were just talking about how Russia Today covered the Texas Nationals. Now, Daniel Miller has been, well, a very coveted guest in lots of circles because he's been working to free Texas in his own right, in his own way. Well, it's not just him. It's all the Texas Nationals. There are many groups that are doing it, and he seems to be the media darling that they like to go to. There's a lot of other groups, and we're just going to quickly go through those. There's Freedom Texas over at freedomtexas.org. Actually, we're going to have Tommy Attaway coming on next week, and he's going to be talking to us about, well, what the heck is a republic? Because I hear all these talks about democracies, and we have a democracy we need to protect, and democracy. And then people talk about republics, and then, well, their republics aren't the idea of, well, what my republic would be like. And we're going to dig through the nitty-gritty as we have to lay the framework for the new Texas as Texas leaves the United States of America. Because, folks, Donald Trump has been elected. I get that. I really do get that. And he's got a stacked deck, and we've got two markers that are coming up in our time frame. One would be, actually, let's go ahead and go through the Electoral College vote in December, right? We have to get there first, folks. Two, we have to get him in the office. Three, he needs to appoint the important people to make the changes. Now, these changes that Donald Trump would need to make America great again, is that what he's saying? Now, these changes are drastic. They're very drastic, right? One of them would be dealing with the Federal Reserve System. Now, if you had your house on stilts and you wanted to sit there and, you know, put it back on the ground, how do you do that? You look underneath the house and you see a bunch of stilts, and you grab your sledgehammer and you go, wow, there's the biggest pillar that's supporting this house. And, well, it's called the Federal Reserve. And you go, bam, it's gone, right? You know, all that debt, all that money that we borrowed from the Federal Reserve, it's just gone, right? They're just going to leave us alone after that. Oh, no. You know, let's get rid of our binding agreements with the United Nations. I know the flunkies at the UN are kind of freaking out, going, well, what the heck are we going to do, right? We get a lot of money. We get land. We got an office over here in New York and, you know, whatever. But those are things that are going to need to be addressed. And, well, there's a lot of concern that Donald Trump doesn't really know the problem. He thinks globalization is a problem, and that's true, right? Outsourcing the jobs. We're going back again to Ross Perot and the great sucking sound as the air moves out of the United States. They've been doing that. You know, last week I was listening on the radio, and I don't normally listen to a lot of these, traditional talk show hosts. This guy named Michael Savage, Dr. Savage, whatever they want to call him. And he was mentioning that his son, he asked him a question. He said, you know, well, what do we get, you know, if Donald Trump doesn't do a damn thing, you know, when he gets in and it's business as usual? And he said, Pop, he said, check this out. We already won because Hillary didn't get in. And we know where we'd be with Hillary involved. Republic of Texas Radio, hang in there. We won't have Hillary on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When I look at the world, I kind of see a big chessboard, and there's no king there, and there's no end move, but there is, well, death of pieces all around, and things that are happening, and strategies that you can't understand, or maybe you do. Last week, you know, the last 7 days, we watched this whole thing, you know, the attack on new, what do they call it, fake news. You know, what is fake news? Well, CNN and MSNBC, whatnot. Yeah, I get it. They are fake. But they didn't attack them. They attacked a lot of other sites, including Breitbart. Now, I don't really put a lot of stuff into Breitbart, and I really don't even go to Breitbart. Don't know much about that. But, Doc, what do you think about that Breitbart thing?
Well, you know, I've never heard anything but good things about them. And it seemed like they didn't catch any flack until they found out that Planned Parenthood was doing a lot of things that they videotaped secretly. And boy, once they came out with those videos, instead of the people in power fixing those problems, they attacked Breitbart, and Breitbart's been bad-mouthed ever since. But it seems to me like they were trying to bring out the truth, and they weren't trying to give you an opinion or a feeling. They just wanted you to see the videos and you make up your own mind.
But isn't one of the Breitbart folks going to be part of the Trump cabinet?
Yeah, what is his name? Bannon? I think he's going to be part of the cabinet. And he was also a giant part of Trump's campaign and got him in the victory lane. So everybody that seems to know him has talked really good about the man, but the guys that wouldn't like him no matter who he was are trying to tie him to Breitbart and everything else, and they're bad-mouthing him. But it sure sounds like from those that really know him, he's a good man with good credentials and truly cares about the country.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about all that. But hey, proof is in the pudding. My point is kind of the enemy of, the status quo is the folks out here like you, Doc, like Alan, and myself that are sitting there talking about whatever the heck we want to talk about and saying, well, I don't know about that. Maybe it's different. Maybe there's a different angle. And they've been wanting to ramp up. And get us off the internet, control speech. And they do that in a variety of different ways. Facebook and Google, they manipulate status and results and go ahead and create fake news censoring bureau and this and that, and they try to get us off the air. Meanwhile, you got these chess players or pawns, let's say Barack Obama, right? The last president, this corporate president of the United States of America goes, oh my God, guys, you know, all those guys in Europe are freaking out because, where's the United States going to go? They don't want to play globalism, and you've got all these globalists that are in key points of power in the European Union going, hey, what's going on? So Obama goes over there and he goes, it's okay, man. He really doesn't mean it. He's not going to be there for long. We're not going to change much. That's okay. And meanwhile, Obama shows up to meet these, people that have been put in power. And riots are breaking out, and people are really pissed, and they don't want Obama in the town. But they have, like, a little picture of, Merkel and Obama. Oh, they had a nice dinner together, and they sat there, and they just discussed the future of globalism. And they're going along like this isn't even happening. Or are they? I don't know. I really am not in on the chess moves, the chess pieces. But it doesn't seem like something that the new establishment, the Trump stuff, would be going for. Do you have an opinion, Alan?
I sit here and I listen to this whole thing, and I just phrase some, I forgot what brilliant mind in the past came up with this little ditty. If voting actually accomplished anything, they wouldn't allow us to do it.
Well, maybe they misstepped. That's the argument to that. Maybe they thought they had more control. Again, Doc?
Mark Twain was the one that said that. If voting mattered, they wouldn't let us do it. Good right. Remember.
Okay. Should we start the show earlier or at the same time? Let's vote right now, Doc. Alan, I want to start at the same time. Doc?
Same time,
Is that going to throw a monkey wrench into their plans of global domination? I don't think so.
I'm just trying to prove that thing would be true and not true all in this. I mean, we can vote on lots of stuff. If what Mark Twain is saying is it's rigged, I'd agree with them. But as I saw shortcomings in the verbiage of that American Planning Association, who, because they were wanting to belittle the new activists, they claim that we live in a closed loop. That's also misidentifying your, the person with an opposite polarity as you. So when they say we need dense pack housing and multi-use zoning, right? And I go, I don't like that. And then they go, okay, you're the enemy, right? Now describe the enemy. The enemy has a closed mind and he only listens to certain sources. No, I get their understanding and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I get it. I think that they may have, and I don't know this because, But they may have thought that they could get Hillary in, even though she could only get six people to show up, or 2,000 to 6. You know, that's a number that showed up for her rallies, from what I've heard. Maybe they misstepped, Alan, and maybe
yeah, well,
I'm wrong.
I would agree that I almost see it as, the internet is good for letting people find out things that we couldn't find out before because, you're divided by, distance between towns and whatever and the various, fewer means of communication. But, I almost see it as did too much come out and they figured that even with a rigged election that Hillary would be contested the whole time because too many people actually did find out that they are just blatant criminals. Probably some of the most blatant criminals on the face of this planet, and it's finally coming out, and people are starting to actually recognize it. Can we let this happen? What did Trump's face look like after he got done with that first meeting with Barack Obama? I couldn't really tell if he was, it didn't look scared, but he was mad, he was pissed off, I could tell that, but I really couldn't read it other than that, but he was real uncomfortable about what went on in that meeting. So yeah, was it a glitch? Yeah, there might be, but they step back and they don't talk about it for a while, and they rename it and they bring it back under something else, and it's Obamacare now. It's good stuff, It's not Hillary Care. The game continues.
It will, and that's my point. I mean, Texas independence will continue to become popular, even though at this moment people are looking at Trump and going, well, this might do something. Let's see if this actually happens. But I don't have a really good feeling about this. I don't have a feeling that he can deal with first of all, health care, property rights would be nice. But he doesn't really, I'm not too sure that he cares about property rights. And, they're already attacking him for playing the tax game great. We don't want to play the tax game. But that's not one of his pillars. And so as he goes knocking out the pillars underneath this house that we've had, that's supported by the Federal Reserve System, people's awareness of the Federal Reserve System is not federal and it's not a reserve, is great at this point. It's a lot better than when I first, as Chris would say, cognized, as I first heard about the fact that the Federal Reserve System wasn't part of the government. You're like, whoa, and the IRS isn't part of the government, whoa, and your taxes go to pay off the debt, whoa, going, man, this is a house of cards, and it's going to fall, and where it falls, I hope it doesn't fall on you, and maybe that's what happened when Trump met with Obama, and he said, the house of cards, if you want to take it down, it's going to fall right on you. Maybe so. Anything, Doc?
Well, it's hard to tell what Trump's going to do, but Alan's right. I did pick up some weird facial expressions, and I kind of make my living reading people's faces to see what kind of condition they're in. And Trump doesn't seem to be fitting the script, and maybe that's why we're seeing these weird meetings. I mean, the man brought Mitt Romney in for a meeting, I think, yesterday or today. And this is a guy that had nothing good to say about Trump. So it's hard to tell what's going to happen and where the priorities are until he fills all these 4,100 positions and we see what kind of people he gets and who cares about what. But if they do anything positive, it's better than the last 8 years.
Yeah, and then my awareness shifts back to Alan's favorite statement. It's one of your favorite statements. It's they always do, what is it? Nothing is by accident. It's something like that, right, Alan?
Yeah, at this level of politics, nothing happens by accident. It's there might be a small glitch here and there, but this stuff is, man, they've got brilliant minds, whole think tanks that sit back and probably listening to us now and probably go over these recordings and they get a better judgment on what the country is doing. Are they waking up? Are they aware of this? How do we change it? How do we, do we pull this program back and reintroduce it under a different fluffy cat name, further down the line? It's, like I said, they know what makes people tick. They know that an endless struggle without a real enemy in front of you is a hard thing to keep up. So they know that, you know, awareness will drop off, you know, the lethargy will come back, and they do this slow burn. And the longer it burns, the bigger the explosive at the end of that line gets. You know, it's when do they finally pull the plug? That's a good question.
Well, let's go to the phone lines and find out how Lark sees the world. Hey, Lark, are you there?
Gentlemen, how are y'all?
Morning, Mark.
Morning.
It was Emma Goldman, the so-called anarchist, who said that if voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal. And that was before Mark Twain.
What was the name, Mark?
Emma Goldman.
Okay.
Yeah, if voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal. Now, it's interesting to note that it was in 1901 that William McKinley was assassinated by a woman, or by a man who was a hangers-on to the circle of Emma Goldman, who was a Russian Jewess in New York City doing a lecture tour. The two highest paid writers in America in 1900 were Mark Twain and Jack London. Jack London was a younger man. Mark Twain was in the twilight of his career. But regarding the American Planning Association earlier, it should be noted that there's a gentleman by the name of Christopher Alexander. You can look him up. He has his own encyclopedic entry. He's still alive. He came up with something called pattern language. And that's internet architecture, the web. And he was quite prominent in those circles. But he worked with the American Planning Association for years. And I think in 1976, someone within the American Planning Association said that property rights advocates were recognized barriers to their plans. And so this is the world that we've come to today, and I think it's useful to look up these kind of people like Christopher Alexander and look at the impact they've had upon our world. You know, he was the same gentleman who was the architect of Alex Jones' former home that he lost to his ex-wife.
Hmm.
You can look that up, too.
Hmm.
But
the one in San Marcos, yeah.
Yep. But, Mark Twain himself was a crypto so-called Jew. And so is Theodore Roosevelt, who, of course, was the vice president when McKinley was assassinated. But it was Theodore Roosevelt who ushered in what is known as British imperial land use policies. And this is all a result of the fact that the American people, under the Constitution, never achieved or never attained what we can accurately call independence.
Thank you.
What they got instead was something called suzerainty, spelled S-U-Z-E-R-A-I-N-T-Y. And that's the thing that needs to be talked about, because according to the Law of Nations, the Crown, and that wouldn't have been George III, the Crown never relinquished its claims of actual territorial ownership under the right of conquest in the law of discovery. And that
I wouldn't disagree with you
on problem.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that, but I want to bounce you back to Christopher Alexander and pattern language. That's new to me. His pattern language, is that similar to neurolinguistic programming? Is it a simplified version? What can you define it?
Well, it certainly ties in. Certainly ties in. Probably you would be better qualified to speak to that. But it You know, when we have to ask ourselves, who owns the means of production, this thing that we call communication pathways in this country? And see, the capitalists and the communists both have the same identical goal, and that is crony monopolistic control and ownership over all means of production. And that's what we see today with the melding together of capitalism and communism. It's also known as convergence. Okay. And one way that they achieve this is that they have to herd people into groups. And this goes back to Bernard de Mandeville's division of labor theory. He was the one that coined this term and popularized it. And it's interesting the impact that he had on two seminal figures in history. And that would be Adam Weishaupt, Adam Smith, and Moses Mordecai Levy, a.k.a. Karl Marx.
That's the break. Hang on there. What was that, Alan?
It's interesting how it all ties together.
It is. It is. We're going to do a quick break, and we'll be right back with Republic of Texas Radio.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay. Well, we're back. And well, thanks for the call, Lark. And thanks for that email that you sent me the other day. I apologize that I'm not too good at getting back to people on emails, but I found it an interesting read. And I really wish I had one of those brains that could just assimilate things really quickly. What do you think about this whole Trump thing? Is this just another bread and circus?
Of course. Yeah, the Republican Democratic parties, even the Libertarian Party, really what they are is two wings of the same bird, and it's not a bald eagle. It's a phoenix. Yeah, I should mention, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, I'll try to finish up here. I mentioned about caste systems in a previous call to your broadcast, and interestingly enough, it was Bernard de Mandeville who wrote an infamous poem during his day, and it was called The Fable of the Bees, in which he likened the ideal societal structure to a beehive or a bee colony. And he talked about the queen and the largest bee, a fertile female, and then there was the queen's court, or the queen's retinue, and these were all female worker bees who tended to the queen. And then as the eggs hatched, they pushed the pupa and the younger bees out of the hive. And of course, outside the hive, they became known as the field bees or the worker bees. And then there were the drones. And the worker bees were female, and the drones were male. And after a drone was permitted into the hive to impregnate the queen, that drone was often killed. But yeah, the fable of the bees is a very interesting way to look at a caste system. In addition
Where are we?
To the other way.
Where are we? Are we the worker bees? We're not drones, I don't think.
In the communist system, what we are is bourgeoisie and proletariats, or precariat. In a capitalist system, we're known as the workers, which includes management. Because in a corporatist caste system or a capitalist caste system, you have the shareholders or the board of directors, then you have the management,
consumers.
And then you have the labor
at the bottom.
And this is how they take us all in. Another interesting word to look up in terms of how they reel us, rope us together, is look up this word syndicalism. A syndicalist is a member of a trade association like white collar, like Bar Association, American Medical Association, National Governors Association, or a trade unionist. There you have it, gentlemen. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Lark. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Doc. Until next time, from the precariat, it's Republic of Texas Radio.
Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program.
Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.